this is a person who I have come to know, and his exchanges have reinforced his credibility, his background, his professionalism. He has spent his entire professional career in electronics and now works as an automation engineer producing assembly lines and robotics for a major pharmaceutical company. In October of 1995, so we're going back 12 years, he was on a weekend camping trip a couple of miles north of Willow Springs Lake near Payson, Arizona, and also near Eber, where Travis Walton had the abduction back in 1975. Now, this is where Ned sets up his camp on one side of a meadow, and then he realized that there were other people on the other side of the meadow bordering where there's a bordering tree line, and he thought that they looked like militiamen, guys out with guns and targets and all of that, and he didn't want anything to do with them, but he thought that his campsite was far enough away to not be bothered. And then something very strange happened.
And I undid all my gear. I was getting my tent up and everything. And I noticed a pair of my arms starting to, like it was raising up. And I know what it's like to be around high level of power, electricity-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And I started hearing like I was near a power transmission line, kind of a crackling noise. Mm-hmm. And I look up and I see this thing. And it's buzzing past me, above me. And I would say, from some of the pictures I've seen, this thing was in the most simplest form that it was at the time.
Now, did you look at the Birmingham, Alabama photograph?
Yeah, that one looks more like it. That's pretty simple form. That's what I'm saying. That looks just like that. Not the later ones where it has all those extra things attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just gracefully went about over me. And I'm like, what the hell is that? Not in those exact terms, but pretty much for the family version of it is what I was thinking. When it went past me, I felt as if I was near a power line. Okay, so there was a lot of electrical, and like I said, I could hear the crackling. And it was just above the trees, just barely clearing the trees.
And that would be about how high above your head?
Oh, gosh, probably about 20 feet.
Okay.
And so it didn't pay any attention to me. It just bobbed around, and then across the middle ways was all these militia-type people. And it went around, followed the tree line, and got in behind them. And it actually sunk down a ways into the trees.
Mm-hmm.
And it stayed there for a while behind those people.
Like it was hiding?
Like it was hiding, watching, and listening. This probably went on for about a good 10 minutes. Then it rose up, and then it took a right and just veered off as gently as you please, and disappeared out of sight. And I kept thinking to myself, great, you know, the militia people, great, that's all I need to have done is someone spying on me. You know, I'm not involved in this crap. I mean, I do own guns, but I wasn't involved in any of that kind of stuff. And it's really bothered me, whatever these things are, and following people. So at that point, I basically packed up my gear again and headed back to my truck. So I didn't stick around from there. I was pretty scared. I didn't know what to expect next. Is when that thing sunk down, okay, I could actually see the leaves move on that thing, like it was pushing air down. But I remember now when I'm looking back in my mind's eye and watching that thing settle in for its, I guess, spying, and watching that, I saw leaves move out from the center portion of it, like it was pushing air down.
And these other people didn't have any response?
I don't think they even saw it. That's what scares me because, you know, it was hugging the treetops and just moving very, when it changed, like if it wanted to change a direction, it was kind of like a skip.
Well, other people who have seen it this year, last year, in 2005 in the air, they try to compare it to either the way a dragonfly moves over water or the way a water bug, a jerky skipping motion.
If it was moving in a constant direction, it was fairly smooth. But when it wanted to change, it was very, you know, it was kind of jumpy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it kind of jumping in the direction.
Since it was only about 20 feet above you, could you see anything in that dragonfly shape that seemed to be responsible for it making a change in direction?
No. Looking at this thing, you know, there were no moving parts. Seeing this thing in pictures brought back the memory. And seeing that thing, the way it was moving, I swear, it's using the electrostatic energy to force air down to make it hold up in the air.
Did the ring always stay going forward?
The tail, when it moved it into a different direction, the tail would turn first and then it would move. The tail would move first. So if it changed, like if it made a right-hand turn, the tail would move for the ring to be in front.
Almost like it would stop and pivot?
Yeah.
That would match the description of the woman with her two sons last year in June in Yosemite Park. And she said that when they shone a flashlight on it, that it just literally stopped in midair. And then it seemed to make a kind of fast, jerky turn going another direction. And each time they shined light on it, it would make this strange stop and jerky turn, which is sort of maybe like a pivot.
Yeah.
Have you described this machine in the air to anyone else?
Just recently to my sisters.
You didn't talk about it at all until now?
No. I had a scary experience some years before where I was at the wrong place at the wrong time, and I saw something I shouldn't have. And I was warned the next day not to talk about anything. And that was very fresh in my memory. I didn't want to put myself at risk. So I bit my tongue. I didn't know what it was. And I didn't want to draw attention to myself.
Can you give any indication of what you were warned about?
Oh, I was a stealth fighter. It's out in the open now. I used to work at Goodyear, and I answered an alarm call. This is like 1985. I went out there to answer the alarm call, and I see this silhouette of this plane, and it's having engine trouble. And they landed at the Goodyear Airport, not at Luke Field. And I was like, wow, that's a weird-looking silhouette, you know. And I was talking to the police officer, so I decided to drive up past the old Goodyear plant. And there it was, and there were guys out there with machine guns. And I went, oh, that's a neat-looking plane. Oh, crap, these guys are looking at me. And then I got a visit at my apartment the next day. So,
did they take down your name and your address and your phone number there at the site?
They were behind a fence. I was driving on a road. They took down my plate number probably. And that's how they tracked me down. What they told me is, if you see this thing on TV, then you can talk about it. But other than that, first they replied about it, said, you know, we're asking you as a patriotic citizen not to say anything to anybody.
And then they became sterner?
They became sterner and said, you know, if you do talk about this, there are things we can do. You know, because this, you shouldn't have seen this, and it's not a good thing that you did. So if you start bragging about this thing, they have found people out in the desert.
They actually said that to you?
Right. Right in front of my girlfriend at the time.